Welcome to the Hustle Sanely podcast, a show inviting you to live a peacefully productive life. I'm your host, Jess Massey, a peaceful productivity coach and planner creator. My mission is to share mindset shifts and peaceful productivity tips that help people with really full lives go from running on fumes to living with intention in every season. You're in the right place if you want to design a life that reflects your actual priorities so you can stop the constant hustle and pursue your goals while prioritizing your well-being. Now, take a deep breath and let's learn how to hustle sanely. Hi, Hustle Sanely Squad, and happy 200th episode. What the heck? Welcome back to the show. Whether it's your first time listening or you've caught all 200 episodes, I am so grateful that you're here hanging out with me. Making these podcast episodes lights me up. Like, talk about a dream that I get to create planners and coach women in creating their version of a peacefully productive life. Come on with it. Like, come on. Which, speaking of planners, please tell me that you have already snagged your 2024 peacefully productive planner. If not, head to hustlesanely.com to grab one, because you're gonna want to make sure to have it ready for, I wish I could insert like a drum roll here, the Best Year Ever workshop. That's right. The Best Year Ever workshop is coming back. And I told you guys this, I think last week or the week before, since I am not 9 months pregnant this year, we are going to go back to the live format, and I could not be more stoked about that. If you're new, I host the Best Year Ever workshop every year to help y'all set up your planners for 2024. Now, in the Peacefully Productive Planners, there's a tab called Five Keys, and behind that tab, you'll find exercises designed to help you get your mindset right, get clear on your vision, define your priorities, create your schedule and routines, and implement Hustle Sanely 5 every day. I am so excited to host the Best Year Ever workshop on Instagram. We're going to do it on my personal Instagram at Jess M. Massey from November 28th through the 30th. I will go live around 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time all those days. And here is what you can expect each day to kind of cover. Day one, which is November 28th, we are going to be doing our 2023 reflection, because you can't plan well without reflecting first, in my opinion. Day two, which is November 29th, we are going to be focusing on creating our 2024 vision and intentions. And then day three, the last day, which is November 30th, we are going to be focusing on designing our lives. So based on the vision and intentions that we created on day two, we're going to take that and kind of put it into practice on day three. So it's a totally free workshop, and you don't need to sign up anywhere. You just need to have a peacefully productive planner and to tune in to my Instagram lives on Jess M. Massey from November 28th through the 30th. Again, my plan is to go live around 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time each of those days, and I will be saving them to my Instagram. So if you can't catch the live, you can go and watch the replay, and I'll leave them up. They'll be up. In the past, we've done the Best Year Ever workshop in December, but I personally do my yearly planning in November. So I thought maybe some of you guys would like to try that out as well. So we are rolling with it. Make sure you head to hustlesanely.com while supplies last and grab your 2024 peacefully productive planner so that you can be all ready for the Best Year Ever workshop in November. I am so excited to hang out with you guys and just help you get ready for 2024. But okay, let's get into this episode. The title of this episode came right out of a question box that I posted on my Instagram stories. I do a weekly Q&A over there, and somebody asked, how can you reset when your morning is trash? Like something along those lines. And honestly, I loved the realness of this question. And I told that person that I would make their question into an entire podcast episode. So here we are. I'm doing it. I'm ready to go. Y'all have heard me say many times that I'm a big believer that our mornings set the tone for our days. And that still holds up. Like, I truly do believe that. I think that when we start our days doing some mental health hygiene, you know, filling up our cups, that we set ourselves up to have a better day, since it puts us in a good headspace. It's like that whole an object in motion stays in motion thing. A solid morning creates momentum for a solid day a lot of the time. but not all the time, right? Some mornings, let's be honest, stuff just hits the fan. Maybe you oversleep, so you don't have time for your normal morning routine, and you spill coffee on your white shirt on your way to work, which now you're running late because, of course, there's a traffic jam today of all days. Maybe you get to class only to realize you left your laptop at your apartment. Maybe your sweet baby decides to wake up at 4:30 to get their day started, which means that your day is starting at 4:30 too. While I do believe that a good morning creates momentum for a good day, I don't think that a crappy morning has to mean a crappy day if you don't want it to. So one of my favorite sayings, it's on my phone background, like I am obsessed with this. I have this little quote in my Notion, like it is everywhere in my life. You give life to what you give energy to. So what I like to do if I have a less than ideal morning is reset so I can reclaim the day by redirecting what I'm giving my energy to. Y'all have probably figured this out about me. I love a good framework. It makes it super easy to teach others concepts that work for me. So as I was preparing for this episode, I was reflecting to see kind of what I do when I have a trash morning. And I came up with an acronym. I love an acronym. And the acronym is so fitting. It's RESET. So this acronym, RESET, I put it together to help me explain how I reset when my morning sucks. Or honestly, if any point of my day sucks, this is what I do to reset. Because you don't have to wait until the next day to reset. You're allowed to reset whenever you want. You're capable of resetting whenever you need it. Each moment is an opportunity to show up how you want to, okay? So for the sake of this episode, I'm going to stick with how to reset when your morning is trash. Like that's kind of what I'm going to like keep coming back to. But just know that you can use this at any time during the day, okay? Now, I'm going to fill you in on the RESET acronym and then we'll break down each part. But a little side note, things couldn't be perfect, okay? The first step is actually the T in RESET, not the R. And then we're going to work our way up. But Tesser, is that reset backwards? Tesser? It's not as catchy as reset. So I'm calling it the RESET acronym, even though we're doing it backwards. Okay. So the T stands for take a brain break. The E stands for explore how you're feeling. The S stands for step out for fresh air. The E stands for eat. And the R stands for refresh your daily vision and begin again. So the cool thing about this framework, it's very, very moldable. You can spend 5 minutes doing all of the things, or if you have an hour to dedicate to a mid-morning reset, then you go on with it. Like, I love that for you. But I'm going to break down each letter of the acronym. And because I know that the Hustle Sanely community appreciates a concrete example, I'm going to give you some ideas for what doing each part of the RESET acronym could look like, okay? So we're going to start with the T, take a brain break. One of the biggest mistakes that I think someone can make if they're having a crappy morning is trying to power through without pausing. A pause in itself is a reset, in my opinion. So when we pause, I imagine our brains kind of high-fiving us because usually when the morning is crap, our brains feel like they're running on a treadmill and not in a good way. Like there's lots of moving, but not really getting anywhere. Like everything just feels chaotic and flustered and it's just not a good place to be. I know for me, when I'm in a bad mood from things feeling chaotic, plowing ahead makes things feel so much worse. I need a moment to remove myself from whatever annoying thing is happening in order to not let it affect the rest of my day. I know not everybody's like that. My husband, he can like brush things off, move on. Not me. I'm a grudge holder and I'm like, okay, this sucks and I'm going to hold on to it. Like I have to actually pause and like intentionally let something go. And so a brain break, it means that you're not trying to make work what isn't working in the moment. You step away from the situation and give your brain a break. That's why it's called a brain break. You know what I'm saying? From what's happening so you can come back with a clearer mind and a fresh perspective. So a lot of the times for me, things feel really big and overwhelming in the moment. But if I take a brain break, when I come back, I'm like, oh, wait a second, this isn't really that big of a deal. Like I'm able to process better when I actually pause to process instead of trying to plow through and just like get over it. You know what I mean? So taking a brain break could look like calling a friend, reading a chapter of your book, listening to your favorite song. Like those are three very simple examples of what taking a brain break could look like. When you think of a brain break, I want you to think about choosing something else to focus on for a few minutes to give your brain a break from whatever tough thing you're experiencing. So when you call your friend, don't be like, oh my gosh, my morning sucks, like blah, blah, blah. Like ask about their morning. Like change the subject. Get your mind off of your crappy morning, okay? Like reading a chapter of my book, like that takes me to another place. Like I am not focused on my crappy morning. I'm reading my book. You know what I mean? So that is the first step in the RESET acronym. Second one is the E, explore how you're feeling. A lot of the time, naming a feeling lessens the hold that it has on us. Like if we take a second to process what's happening and how it's making us feel, it puts the power back in our hands. Your feelings are 100% valid, but they're not the boss of how you behave. Okay, I want to say that again. Your feelings are valid, but they're not the boss of how you behave. So get to the root of what's going on. Like, what's up? What are you feeling? Give it a name. Why are you feeling it? What can you control right now and what can't you control right now? Like take a few seconds to work through these questions. So exploring how you're feeling could look like journaling through those questions that I just said, maybe mentally saying, I'm feeling blank right now because of blank, like just giving it a name, super simple. Or maybe it could look like if you're with someone and you want them to give you a moment, just say out loud like, hey, I'm feeling blank right now. I'm going to take a minute to reset. So that is the E, explore how you're feeling. And that brings us to the next letter, which is S, step out for fresh air. This one's pretty straightforward, right? I feel like no one can argue with me saying that fresh air is really good for our mental health. I remember a few times when Everly was a newborn and crying, and I had tried all the things that you're supposed to try when a newborn is crying, like tried to give her a nap, tried to feed her, tried to change her, tried burping her, and she would still just be crying. I would just open our back door and just step out on the back patio while I was holding her, and we would both like instantly calm down a little bit. Like the fresh air, there is some kind of healing magical powers in the fresh air. Seriously. I have shared this statistic before on the show, but it's very fitting here too. So I want to share it again. Studies show that levels of anxiety and stress are reduced by being outdoors. When you're outside, the fresh air can help raise oxygen levels in your brain, which increases serotonin levels. And serotonin is the neurotransmitter that alters your mood, aka getting some fresh air is a simple way to improve your mood. Like, boom, it is fact, okay? And it's fast and it's free. So we love that. Stepping out for fresh air could look like taking a 5-minute walk or even a walk to the mailbox and back if you don't have 5 minutes. It could look like stepping outside of your office and just taking 3 deep breaths. It can look like stepping outside and saying 3 things you're grateful for in the moment. You can make this look however you need it to look, okay? So that brings us to the next letter, which is E, and it stands for eat. And listen, coffee does not count. Coffee is not food. Coffee is not a meal, okay? I am saying to grab something that nourishes you. Y'all, I looked it up before recording this episode, and there is actual scientific evidence that backs up being hangry. Like, it's a real thing, believe it or not. It's not just like a funny meme or joke. Like, hanger is an actual thing. I was reading an article from Piedmont.org that says this. One of the symptoms of low blood sugar is being irritable and having anxiety, says Ellen, I am going to butcher this name, Poindexter. And that person is a diabetes educator at Piedmont Fayette. Y'all, I don't know if I'm saying any of these words right, but it doesn't matter. Stick with me here. Ellen says there is not enough glucose getting to the brain when your blood sugar is low. Brain function may decrease. Your concentration and patience can decline. The brain sends signals to organs to release hormones, including adrenaline, which triggers our fight or flight response. This makes you more likely to feel grumpy or aggressive. Okay. Makes a lot of things make a lot of sense, at least in my life, okay? When I'm having a trash morning or a trash moment, it becomes 10 times worse when I have an empty stomach. When I am hungry, forget it. Like, I am a rager. Okay. Like, give me a nourishing snack and some fresh air for a few minutes, and I can usually come back and conquer the world. Okay. So I want to give you some ideas for nourishing things that you can eat quickly. So if I have a trash morning, I like to like grab a snack, and these are the things that I try to reach for. So Greek yogurt with some berries, hummus with carrots and cucumbers, pretzels with peanut butter. That's one of my favorites. Don't knock it till you try it. A handful of mixed nuts, and then turkey and cheese roll-ups with mustard. So these are some of my go-to snack ideas that I grab when I can feel the hanger taking over. They're so easy to keep around your office or in your house, and they take minimal prep. I try to choose snacks that are high in protein and or healthy fats and that won't give me a sugar crash an hour later, okay? So that is the E, and then that brings us to the last letter, which is refresh your daily vision and begin again. So when I say to refresh your daily vision and begin again, I'm talking directly about Hustle Sanely 5. So if you're new around here, let me give you a quick little rundown of what HS5 is, and then I'll explain what I mean by using it to refresh your daily vision. So I want you to think of Hustle Sanely 5 or HS5 as your daily action steps for how to live a peacefully productive life. HS5 is a list of 5 intentional habits that the Hustle Sanely community does every day to help us release overwhelm and focus our best time and energy on things that align with our goals so that we can make consistent progress on our goals, but still take care of ourselves and show up well for the people in our lives. So the 5 habits that make up HS5 are complete your focus 3, and your focus 3 are the 3 most important tasks on your to-do list for that day. Move for 30 minutes, tidy for 15 minutes, say or do one kind thing for yourself, say or do one kind thing for someone else. So HS5 is another framework that is super moldable. You can make it work for you no matter what season of life you're in. I'm the creator of HS5, but you're in charge of how you use HS5 in your life, okay? So back to refreshing your daily vision. Maybe after having a crappy morning, you need to change up your HS5 for the day. Maybe your kind thing for yourself is now stopping at your local coffee shop to get a snack and a cozy drink because you know that it's gonna make you feel better after having a crappy morning. Maybe your focus 3 needs to be different now. So for example, if your kid puked all over his shoes on the way out the door, one of your focus 3 is probably now going to be to take him to the doctor or to get him in bed to rest, right? HS5 meets you where you're at. Our schedules and routines are tools, not chains. So refreshing your vision could look like grabbing your peacefully productive planner and some whiteout, okay? If you don't like scribbling in your planner, I'm a scribbler. Like, my planner is messy, y'all. So grab your peacefully productive planner and some whiteout and remap out your HS5 for the day. In our peacefully productive planners, there's a spot on every single day for you to map out these 5 habits so that you can live a peacefully productive life. And that, my friends, is how you can reset if your morning is trash. So to recap, you're gonna take a brain break, explore how you're feeling, step out for fresh air, eat something nourishing, coffee doesn't count, okay? And then refresh your daily vision and begin again. It's straightforward, it's simple, and 9 times out of 10, it works. And for the 1 out of 10 times that it doesn't, remember that you're a human, and sometimes when things go a little wild in the morning, we're gonna be grumpy and we're gonna let it ruin our day. I think it's so important to remember that we're not perfect, life isn't perfect. All we can do is focus on showing up as the healthiest versions of ourselves and creating lives that feel peacefully productive to us. You know what I'm saying? So don't strive for perfection. Take these tips, apply them, and just remember that you're human, okay? Anyway, don't forget, head to HustleSanely.com, get your 2024 Peacefully Productive Planner so that you're ready for the Best Year Ever workshop in November. I love you so much. I will talk to you next week, and I hope you have the best day ever. I so appreciate you tuning in to today's show. I hope that it blessed you right where you're at. If you did enjoy it, take a screenshot of the episode and share it on your Instagram story along with your biggest takeaway. make sure you tag me at Jess M. Massey so I can see it and share on my story too. Your feedback is such an encouragement to me and it helps the show more than you will ever know. If you want more Hustle Sanely in your life, head on over to jessicamassey.com. It's actually my favorite place to hang out online. I'll meet you right back here next week. And until then, keep hustling sanely.